Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just got a charge. It did not. It's for $59, and I want that taken off my account. I did not agree to sign up to this subscription that you guys have me signed up for.
May I have your zip code?
45729.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Tabitha Zimmer.
Okay. Can you verify your address?
It is, hold on a second here. Shoot, I just made a mess. It is 4834 Anderson Road, Fleming, Ohio, 45729.
Okay, because I see you took a survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. But that was for a chance to win that Dyson vacuum
cleaner?
No,
it does not say that. It does not specify that. And it was only for $5 for shipping or whatever. That's all it said. It did not say anything about anything else, like a subscription or anything.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions.
Okay, well, that's a bunch of bull crap. So I want it removed.
Now I can reduce the monthly fee to $20 a month for you to stay with our meal plan. Okay, well, your account has been canceled.
And I want the money refunded back to my account.
Now I can offer you a 75% refund back into your account.
No, I want it all back there. It's fraudulent.
Okay, let me see what I can do for you. Give me one moment. Now, I could even give you a refund back of $55, but there will be a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
That's fine.
Okay. One moment. Okay. Be expecting that $55 be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And I want my email removed from your guys' whatever it's on.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, that'd be all. Well, no, that'd be all. Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling Customer Support.
Bye-bye.
Bye.